Miriam McGehad is the sister of Yusuf McGehad. She insists her brother is innocent.
Yusuf promised us that he didn't have any bad intentions and that once the true nature of the evidence is displayed, he will be exonerated. After meeting with Yusuf, we now believe more than before in the innocence of Yusuf in this matter and feel that this incident is all a big misunderstanding.
Sheriff deputies in Berkeley County, South Carolina, pulled over McGehad and his friend and fellow USF student, Amin Muhammad, for speeding a week ago Saturday. According to reports, officers became suspicious as they approached the car because the men quickly put away a laptop computer and, when questioned, couldn't immediately say what they were doing in the area or where they were headed. Officers then searched their trunk and found what the students say were just fireworks, but authorities say are materials that could build pipe bombs. A bomb squad summoned to the scene reportedly performed an operation to break apart or disrupt one section of PVC pipe, which authorities said contained a suspicious substance. The case has garnered extensive local and national attention and suspicion. Last week, one Tampa AM radio station featured several callers assuming that the two students were up to no good. Ahmed Badir from the Florida chapter of the Council on American Islamic Relations, or CARE, is acting as a spokesman for the McGehad family. He's also a host of a weekly program on WMNF and says that a lot of opinions have been formed based on wild misinformation.
If you look at the actual police incident and the actual documents that were presented in court, nothing mentions anything about a laptop. It doesn't mention anything about actual, you know, contents that were found in a trunk. But you hear all these speculations about tubes and certain chemicals and other things. But none of that is actually in any of the reports. So people are getting this information from other sources. Now, the sheriff's office did mention, the sheriff himself did mention something in a news conference about a laptop, but that has, you know, it's not mentioned in any of the official documents.
When asked what the family believes was in the trunk, Badir said possibly a portable gas can, as well as charcoal, lighter fluid, and a grill to barbecue with, while Yusuf's father, Samir, had his own thoughts.
Ask any mechanical engineer how he clean his tools. He must use gas in cleaning tools from the grease.
From what he was saying is that any mechanical engineer that works with parts often, they always have some sort of chemicals, alcohol, or gasoline to be able to clean parts from grease.
And Samir Megahead says he has just hired an attorney and is actively discussing with him the next steps in their son's defense.
We decided everything after we have hearing anything or from FBI or sheriff office, because we didn't hear anything from FBI or sheriff office until now.
Megahead is originally from Kuwait, Muhammad from Egypt. At a news conference last week, CARE's Ahmed Badir said the students' heritage and the fact that they are Muslims was playing a role in blowing the case out of proportion. On Saturday, he stood by those comments, saying he was not criticizing the Berkeley County Police for arresting the students for speeding, but did think the reaction has been excessive.
We're not faulting them. What we're faulting is the overreaction and all this different speculation in the aftermath. And some of that is attributed to, the lack of, you know, evidence of actually releasing what evidence was in the trunk. So which is leading a lot of people to speculate. The best way to calm things down is to release the evidence and the analysis of what was in the trunk. Like I said before, the evidence does not lie, and the evidence will always lead to the truth.
The FBI has assumed responsibility for the investigation, and the two students could now face federal charges. For WMNF News, I'm Mitch Perry.